From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An airstrike on Saturday in northern Afghanistan killed at least 19 people, including three children. It happened at a hospital run by MSF. That's Doctors Without Borders, MSF's Bart Janssens in Brussels.
What we also know is much more details about what happened. We got detailed debriefing of our staff that have come to Kabul, and we know now that the whole attack has all the signatures of an attack by the coalition forces.
U.S. military acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of an MSF medical facility. Spokesman for the armed forces, American forces in Afghanistan, said a U.S. airstrike may have resulted in collateral damage to a nearby medical facility. Afghan troops backed by U.S. airstrikes have been engaged in heavy fighting in Kunduz against the Taliban militants who had taken over the city in the last week. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other terror targets in northern Syria on Saturday, says it will continue its push against Islamic State extremists, despite Western claims that the aerial campaign is largely targeting Western-backed rebels. The United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air campaign, claiming that Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to support the government of embattled President Bashar al-Assad. Nigerian police and witnesses have linked two explosions late Friday outside the capital Abuja to a male and female suicide bomber. The blast left at least 18 people dead and wounded dozens more. No group has claimed responsibility, but authorities immediately linked the attacks to the extremist group Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Israeli police say a Palestinian man was shot and killed Saturday in Jerusalem's Old City after fatally stabbing two Israelis, a woman and a toddler, also wounded in the attack. Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad said the attacker was a member. Saturday's attack came 2 days after an Israeli couple and four children were shot dead in the occupied West Bank. First airplane carrying bodies of Iranian pilgrims killed in last week's Hajj stampede in Saudi Arabia have arrived in Tehran. Iran blamed the stampede on mismanagement by Saudi Arabia, and Iranians have staged several protests outside the Saudi embassy in Tehran. More migrants continuing to arrive in Greece and the EU from Turkey. Jeff Swicord reporting that the Greek island of Lesbos, where rough winter seas have deterred some, but not all, from making the dangerous journey.
According to the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, there has been a dramatic drop in the number of migrants arriving in Lesbos in the past week. Patrick Mansour is UNHCR's chief of mission in Lesbos.
Yesterday we had arrivals about 2,500. Usually we can have everything between 2,500 up to some days we had at most at 6,600 crossing into Lesbos from the Turkish side.
Mansour says rougher winter waves are stopping some migrants from making the crossing, but some still attempt the dangerous journey. And he worries cheaply made smugglers' boats won't survive the 3-kilometer trip from Turkey. UNHCR officials stress that the decline in numbers of migrants is temporary. They say if there's an improvement in sea conditions, the numbers will rise again. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Mytilene, Greece.
Authorities in the U.S. state of Oregon say Saturday that the gunman who killed 8 students and a teacher at a community college committed suicide after a brief shootout with police. Medical examiner came to that conclusion after examining the body of the 26-year-old who died following a mass shooting at Umpqua Community College on Thursday. On Saturday, Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon spoke with reporters.
And primarily, at this point, what we really want to do is try to gain an understanding so that we can work together with law enforcement agencies all across the country in an attempt to try to prevent future type of situations.
Heavily armed gunman left a hate-filled note at the scene, which, according to news reports, said he felt the world was against him. And rescuers resumed a desperate search on Saturday for several hundred people believed missing in a landslide on the outskirts of Guatemala's capital, which left at least 56 dead. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.